Howdy neighbors, Ron Hay, Beef Buzzing with you today. Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation weighs in on Sonny Perdue in just a moment.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
It was an overwhelming vote on Monday in the U.S. Senate to confirm former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue to become the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture in the Donald Trump administration. He'll be officially sworn into office on Tuesday morning at the Supreme Court. We'll be addressing the U.S. Department of Agriculture employees after that, and then we'll be a part of a roundtable discussion with other farmers with President Trump on agricultural issues. Phil Tsang is the president, chief executive officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He's one of many agricultural leaders giving 2 thumbs up to the nomination, the confirmation of Sonny Perdue to be USDA secretary. Tsang says that he believes that Secretary Perdue brings into the office an understanding of the value of U.S. ag exports.
Agriculture has been one of the stellar industries where we've been in the black for the last 40 years as far as agricultural trade, and we want to continue in that tradition, and I think Sonny Perdue has given us a lot of reason to believe that he is going to continue in that tradition, extolling the virtues of trade and globalization. I really sense that he understands what trade is all about and what it means to the producer. And so having him appointed and having him confirmed, this is huge as far as U.S. agriculture is concerned. And we look forward to working with him and supporting him as he works to open up new markets around the world, but also dignify those market access issues with sound marketing programs.
And Phil Tsang says he's happy to see the recent meeting between the Chinese president and Donald Trump result in an announcement by the Chinese that they want to go ahead and move forward with the reopening of that country to U.S. beef. And he says that he's hopeful that Sonny Perdue will be able to bring an understanding of the importance of agricultural exports into the Trump presidency and be a strong advocate in that regard.
From the USMEF standpoint, in the export sector, the red meat sector, there's been a huge air of uncertainty about what is going to be the trade policy, what's going to happen in the department with the envisioned budget cuts in the president's budget. And so I think the fact that we're now going to have a champion, we're going to have a leader, is going to be very, very good, not only from the standpoint of defending the USDA budget, but also people overseas now will have someone they'll be able to appeal to, because the secretary does almost as much work internationally as he does domestically.
Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation on the importance of Sonny Perdue now being on the job as our 31st Secretary of Agriculture. Still to come, of course, is a confirmation for Robert Lighthizer, who will be the U.S. Trade Ambassador for President Donald Trump. Phil Tsang says that needs to happen ASAP as well. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the annual Limflex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 6th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch on State Highway 5 in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale features 180 heads, selling as 120 lots. For sale information, you can call Ken Holloway at 580-597-3006 or go online to www.hallchr.com or www.americancattleservices.com.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.